Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, an important discussion which needs to be threshed out is that what is the sphere of obedience vis-a-vis the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we liable to follow his habits and appearance? For example, this is one sphere. And also, of course, the other sphere is that we are liable to follow whatever he gives us in the name of religion. Now, there is no doubt about the fact that as far as the second sphere is concerned, we are liable to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the debate and misconception which lies in the second sphere is that people think that we are also liable to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his personal ways and habits and his likes and dislikes. And this is what generally people term as sunnat adat, which means that we have to follow the habits and ways of the Prophet, and they too are a form of sunnah. Now, it needs to be understood in the light of the Quran as well as the narratives of the Prophet himself that, of course, the second sphere in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us directives of religion, we are totally bound to follow him. However, as far as his personal life is concerned, this is not at all obligatory. Not at all obligatory. It's also not recommended. It's not something which is desirable, even that which our religion counts as desirable, that we follow the personal life of the Prophet. So, for example, if the Prophet had a certain liking for a certain type of food, or he had a liking for a certain type of color, or a liking for a certain type of conveyance, all these things belong to his own culture. And if he adopted a particular appearance, if he adopted certain ways and means, then this all belongs to that cultural taste which every person has. And in this sphere, we are not bound in any way to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the Prophet's narratives himself has made it very clear upon us. The Prophet is reported to have said in a narrative in Muslim, reported in the Sahih of Muslim, that إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّن دِينِكُمْ فَخُذُوا بِهِ. And when I say something to you in the name of religion, then you must adopt it, you must adhere to it. وَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّن رَأْيِ فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. And I say something out of my own opinion, which is not has any religious bearing, then I am a human being like you. You can of course differ, you can have your own taste, you can have your own opinion. So the Prophet himself has made it absolutely clear that in this particular sphere, he is not liable to be followed because he is a human being. And being a human being, every human being has his own peculiar tastes and own specific likes and dislikes. However, what at best can be said is that if a person expresses his liking of the Prophet by adopting his appearance and by following his ways, this could of course something be a means of reward for him, but it cannot in any way be regarded as something which the religion has directed us to follow, or in any way even made it desirable for us or recommended this particular area that we should follow the Prophet. So in a nutshell, we should be very clear in this regard that the sphere of obedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lies in religion, lies in the sphere in which he has given us religious directives. As far as his personal likes and dislikes are concerned, these have never been made obligatory or even recommended by any directive of religion. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.